Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. We're often told that a great way to minister to people is to tell them God loves them. But sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes we need to show them how God loves us. Here's one I discovered while trying to figure out why God gives us 8 chapters in Exodus, chapters 33 through 40, on how God wanted Moses to create the tent of meeting, where God would reside with Israel. For comparison, God gives us the story of creation in 2 chapters, and the fall of creation in 1. So again, why 8 on the color of the drapes, the kind of wood to use and wear, how much gold to use, what the priest should wear, and more? All of this was in response to Moses' request in Exodus 33 for God to show him his ways. The answer came to me as I continued studying. The tent lasted until Solomon's day, when David wanted to build God a temple to replace the tent. And God said that it was for Solomon to do. Remember, God was okay with his tent, but understood David's desire to honor him. So Solomon built the most magnificent temple ever, incorporating all of God's instructions for the tent into this amazing worship center. Solomon also had a conversation with God similar to the one Moses had, during which Solomon asked for wisdom to lead God's people, since he, Solomon, was so young at the time. God blessed Solomon and assured him, as he did Moses, that as long as his people followed God's rules, he would be with them forever. But somewhere along the line, Solomon stopped depending on God. He was so wealthy and wise, he eventually decided to move on without God. Solomon was the wisest man in history, but that wasn't very smart. So God departed. So here were 2 examples of God making an effort to be with the people he created and loved, offering them a guaranteed presence in exchange for obedience. Want some more examples of God creating a way to be with the people he loves? Look into the Garden of Eden, Noah's Ark, the Promised Land, all examples of exactly the same thing. So why 8 chapters on the color of the drapes in the tent of meeting? Only because it's one of the Bible's most important themes from start to finish. God wants to be with his people. He loves us so desperately. So desperately, in fact, that after Solomon's temple, God spoke only through his prophets for 500 years, and then not even that for 400 more, leading up to the time of Christ. God's holiness, righteousness, and goodness can only reside in a place that's worthy of it. Then Christ, God's only Son, changed things until he returns. He sacrificed himself on the cross, breaking his body and shedding his blood, so that those who accept his sacrifice can become, and get this, vessels for God to inhabit. The only place since Christ enabled it to be so for God to be with his people he loves, right here on earth. Remember that when you take communion. Wow. Through Christ, only believers in his sacrifice are worthy as a place for God to reside for the past 2,000 years and beyond. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This has been Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Until next time, do your best and let God do the rest.